Representative Williams, you are recognized for 10 minutes debating against the measure.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I don't need 10 minutes. Members, I know that we've been hanging out for 4.5, 5 hours now. I recognize this is probably a negotiated piece, and that's why you guys were in caucus so long, and God knows it didn't take that long to draft this amendment. And I guess this is the time where I want to express my frustration for the deal that you have struck, because you're going to continue to subsidize. By the way, they've got 12 or 13 tax credits. This is one of them, and historically it's been nothing. This year it just happened to be something because they figured it out. But this is the thing that we're going to call a win. And then I assume that before midnight tonight, we will put the screws to families, and we're not going to leave it on the table and cap them. No, we're just going to eliminate it. Because last year we said that we absolutely needed to give them $67 a family back, and this year we're going to reach in and take $400, and by the way, go buy a couple of new license plates. I just really fundamentally, and I don't mean this in a sarcastic way even a little bit, I fundamentally don't understand the deals that get struck in this building. They seem wholeheartedly nonsensical. We're growing a tax credit. I mean, it's still a growth. Historically, this is still a growth. I'll say it for the representative from Norman because she said she heard it in my first debate. It's still growth in a $1.3 billion budget hole. And in a few minutes, we'll put the screws to mom and dad. We should go back to the original bill. Just eliminate it.
Representative Brown, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating against the measure.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members, I won't take 10 minutes. I'm just as tired as everybody else here. Age is catching up. I don't know what's changed in the Speaker's mind that he was willing to eliminate this altogether a few minutes ago, or a few hours ago, I should say. And it's something that probably needed to be eliminated a long time ago. I know some of you signed two sides of the check. I know my seatmate does. But there was nobody there from the state of Oklahoma, our government, that's going to come in and write you a check whenever you have a down year because you're good for the economy. My seatmate provides jobs in southern Oklahoma. Don't write him a check. Need to be up. You know, you want to get government out of your business. This is an ample opportunity to get government out of your business. And yet, we're propping up somebody that's not profitable. If it's not profitable, business doesn't need to be there. Sure doesn't need the government propping it up. Well, they bring jobs. Well, rightfully so. Give my seatmate here a couple $1 million a year, and I guarantee you he can hire some more people. Whether or not he's profitable or not, it doesn't matter. He can hire people. This is one time that you need to push back, you know, from the friends that brought you to the dance. They write big checks. I understand that. They bring you to the dance, and you say, well, we got to keep you here a little bit longer. You know, Representative that's passed on now wanted to get rid of a lot of these credits and these giveaways. This is one opportunity that you've got to just eliminate it. Need to go a long time ago in my books. Several of these credits need to go. Allow us to at least get back on our feet. What we're going to do here in just a few minutes is attack the least of the least, but yet we're going to keep these companies propped up with your government money. So we're going to take away from those that have the least and give to those that really don't need it. They claim they do. You think that they won't go out here and survive? This is one time that I think that our speaker had it right the first time, was to eliminate this credit altogether. And that's where I'm going to be. And I hope that you defeat this and send this thing back to where it will defeat the whole thing.
Mr. Speaker, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating for the measure.
Members, the bill's been amended. We are on final passage, so the question before you now is to leave this credit uncapped with no cap at all and impact our state agencies to the tune of $130 million plus, or to pass this bill, put a $12.5 million cap, put about $120 million back into to our agencies and schools and other entities. I urge you to vote for the bill.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the halls. Roll call's in progress. Declare the vote.
93 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituted in the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Speaker Hickman now moves that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. There is